no matter who you are, no matter where you've been, no matter where you are right now, you are welcome here. Welcome to Daily Audio Bible Chronological. I'm Jill. Today is the eighth day. Look, gotta have a little fun on a Monday. Today's the eighth day of September. Welcome everyone to the Bible. Here we read the Bible in chronological order, an order of events as best as historians and theologians can tell. And I will say I had never read the Bible in chronological order until I stepped into podcasting this space with my amazing girl, China, who had already been podcasting the Bible in chronological order. She stepped away to become a mommy full time and devote all of her attention to her precious girls. And my eyes are opened in a way I will never be able to see the Bible as it was prior to this. And if I can just be really honest, I had to let go of all of my beliefs of what I thought to be true and what was the truth, what is my truth. I have seen God completely differently. I have seen God's people completely differently. I see myself completely differently. And I have to say that I grew up in a time and in a culture where the Bible was interpreted as the Bible is for everybody else, the bad parts, the parts that we don't want to hear for ourselves. We want to read the favor and the blessing and the promise of God, that we are His favored and His chosen and the head and not the tail. And all of the other parts are for everybody else, and sort of weaponized the Bible to fling scripture at them like it's a kitchen knife and just cut them wherever it lands, as if the Bible is not a mirror for our own selves. And so, as I approach the word today, especially if you're new, as I approach the word today, first and foremost, I'm approaching it from my own self, my own heart, my own life, my own choices, my own thoughts, and I'm speaking to me first. And I hope that in the reading and the revelation, as God speaks to your heart, if there is something that I say that is relatable, beautiful. And if there's not, and something else is relatable to you, first of all, I would love to hear it. And secondly, then I think we're doing this the right way. But to read it and say, none of this is applicable to me, this is for everybody else, that's a bit of an issue. So as we jump into the reading and the word today, I pray that we would all have eyes to see and ears to hear, our own eyes, our own ears, and our hearts would be open, receptive, moldable, hearts of flesh, and not hearts of stone. Let's read God's word. Today we're reading Ezekiel chapters 38 and 39. And we started a brand new translation yesterday. We continue today in the New Living Translation. Ezekiel chapter 38. This is another message that came to me from the Lord. Son of man, turn and face Gog of the land of Magog, the prince who rules over the nations of Meshech and Tubal, and prophesy against him. Give him this message from the sovereign Lord. Gog, I am your enemy. I will turn you around and put hooks in your jaws to lead you out with your whole army, your horses and charioteers in full armor, and a great horde armed with shields and swords. Persia, Ethiopia, and Libya will join you too with all their weapons. Gomer and all its armies will also join you along with the armies of Bet-Togarma from the distant north and many others. Get ready. Be prepared. Keep all the armies around you mobilized and take command of them. A long time from now, you will be called into action. In the distant future, you will swoop down on the land of Israel, which will be enjoying peace after recovering from war and after its people have returned from many lands to the mountains of Israel. You and all your allies, a vast and awesome army, will roll down on them like a storm and cover the land like a cloud. This is what the Sovereign Lord says. At that time, evil thoughts will come to your mind, and you will devise a wicked scheme. You will say, Israel is an unprotected land filled with unwalled villages. I will march against her and destroy these people who live in such confidence. I will go to those formerly desolate cities that are now filled with people who have returned from exile in many nations. I will capture vast amounts of plunder, for the people are rich with livestock and other possessions now. They think the whole world revolves around them. But Sheba and Dedan and the merchants of Tarshish will ask, do you really think the armies you have gathered can rob them of silver and gold? Do you think you can drive away their livestock and seize their goods and carry off plunder? Therefore, son of man, prophesy against Gog. Give him this message from the Sovereign Lord. When my people are living in peace in their land, then you will rouse yourself. You will come from your homeland in the distant north with your vast cavalry and your mighty army, and you will attack my people Israel, covering their land like a cloud. At that time in the distant future, I will bring you against my land as everyone watches, and my holiness will be displayed by what happens to you, Gog. Then all the nations will know that I am the Lord. This is what the Sovereign Lord asks. Are you the one I was talking about long ago, when I announced through Israel's prophets that in the future I would bring you against my people? But this is what the Sovereign Lord says. When Gog invades the land of Israel, my fury will boil over, and my jealousy and blazing anger. I promise a mighty shaking in the land of Israel on that day. All living things, the fish in the sea, the birds of the sky, the animals of the field, the small animals that scurry along the ground, and all the people on earth will quake in terror at my presence. Mountains will be thrown down, cliffs will crumble, walls will fall to the earth. I will summon the sword against you on all the hills of Israel, says the Sovereign Lord. Your men will turn their swords against each other. I will punish you and your armies with disease and bloodshed. I will send torrential rain, hailstones, fire, and burning sulfur. In this way, I will show my greatness and holiness, and I will make myself known to all the nations of the world. Then they will know that I am the Lord. Son of man, prophesy against Gog. Give him this message from the Sovereign Lord. I am your enemy, O Gog, ruler of the nations of Meshech and Tubal. I will turn you around and drive you toward the mountains of Israel, bringing you from the distant north. I will knock the bow from your left hand and the arrows from your right hand, and I will leave you helpless. You and your army and your allies will all die on the mountains. I will feed you to the vultures and wild animals. You will fall in the open fields, for I have spoken, says the Sovereign Lord, and I will rain down fire on Magog and to all your allies who live safely on the coasts. Then they will know that I am the Lord. In this way, I will make known my holy name among my people of Israel. I will not let anyone bring shame on it. And the nations, too, will know that I am the Lord, the Holy One of Israel. That day of judgment will come, says the Sovereign Lord. Everything will happen just as I have declared it. Then the people in the towns of Israel will go out and pick up your small and large shields, bows and arrows, javelins and spears, and they will use them for fuel. There will be enough to last them 7 years, They won't need to cut wood from the fields or forests, for these weapons will give them all the fuel they need. They will plunder those who planned to plunder them, and they will rob those who planned to rob them, says the Sovereign Lord. And I will make a vast graveyard for Gog and his hordes in the Valley of the Travelers, east of the Dead Sea. It will block the way of those who travel there, and they will change the name of the place to the Valley of Gog's Hordes. It will take 7 months for the people of Israel to bury the bodies and cleanse the land. Everyone in Israel will help, for it will be a glorious victory for Israel when I demonstrate my glory on that day, says the Sovereign Lord. After 7 months, teams of men will be appointed to search the land for skeletons to bury, so the land will be made clean again. Whenever bones are found, a marker will be set up so the burial crews will take them to be buried in the Valley of Gog's Hordes. There will be a town there named Hamina, which means hoard, and so the land will finally be cleansed. And now, son of man, this is what the Sovereign Lord says. Call all the birds and wild animals. Say to them, gather together for my great sacrificial feast. Come from far and near to the mountains of Israel, and there eat flesh and drink blood. Eat the flesh of mighty men and drink the blood of princes, as though they were rams, lambs, goats, and bulls, all fattened animals from Bashan. Gorge yourselves with flesh until you are gutted. Drink blood until you are drunk. This is the sacrificial feast I have prepared for you. Feast at my banquet table. Feast on horses and charioteers, on mighty men, and all kinds of valiant warriors, says the Sovereign Lord. In this way, I will demonstrate my glory to the nations. Everyone will see the punishment I have inflicted on them, and the power of my fist when I strike. And from that time on, the people of Israel will know that I am the Lord their God. The nations will then know why Israel was sent away to exile. It was punishment for sin, for they were unfaithful to their God. Therefore, I turned away from them and let their enemies destroy them. I turned my face away and punished them because of their defilement and their sins. So now, this is what the Sovereign Lord says. I will end the captivity of my people. I will have mercy on all Israel, for I jealously guard my holy reputation. They will accept responsibility for their past shame and unfaithfulness after they come home to live in peace in their own land with no one to bother them. When I bring them home from the lands of their enemies, I will display my holiness among them for all the nations to see. Then my people will know that I am the Lord their God, because I sent them away to exile and brought them home again. I will leave none of my people behind, and I will never again turn my face from them, for I will pour out my spirit upon the people of Israel. I, the Sovereign Lord, have spoken. Let's go back just for a second to yesterday's reading. I know that when these chapters get long sometimes, and they start maybe sounding a little bit repetitive, we may have a tendency to get lost or just kind of zone out. Know that it sounds familiar. Maybe we read it before or something similar. But there's a really important piece in what we read yesterday. In yesterday's reading, chapter 36, starting with verse 22, therefore, give the people of Israel this message from the Sovereign Lord. I am bringing you back, but not because you deserve it. I am doing it to protect my holy name, on which you brought shame while you were scattered among the nations. I will show how holy my great name is, the name on which you brought shame among the nations. And when I reveal my holiness through you before their very eyes, says the Sovereign Lord, then the nations will know that I am the Lord. For I will gather you up from all the nations and bring you home again to your land. Then I will sprinkle clean water on you, and you will be clean. Your filth will be washed away, and you will no longer worship idols. And I will give you a new heart, and I will put a new spirit in you. I will take out your stony, stubborn heart and give you a tender, responsive heart. And I will put my spirit in you so that you will follow my decrees and be careful to obey my regulations. And then just a quick jump down to verse 29. I will cleanse you of your filthy behavior. First of all, we have just a really beautiful picture of a foreshadowing of what's to come with the act of baptism. And if you're new here, just hold on to that word. You're going to learn about it in a month or so, give or take. And when we learn about baptism, we will learn about the old going, dying, the old being buried within the water and the new being raised to new life. It's such a beautiful, sacred, and holy ritual that we still practice and observe today. But we hear the mention of that, so we're gonna just notice that and hold on to it. Secondly, let's notice the language here. What God will do, but not because they deserve it. Because they have turned their back and walked away. They have hardened their heart. They have done what they have wanted to do. They have chosen their own way. Their pride has kept them deceived from hearing the truth. They've got this. They're going to go to the temple and do their rituals, perform their acts of worship for God. Don't worry. We're still going to worship God on the Sabbath like we're supposed to. And disregard everything else. And we have to hear the language of what God said that he will do. I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit in you. God's spirit equips us with all of the things that we need to change the condition of our heart. Take out this heart of stone and stubbornness, this heart that breeds chaos and loves war, and give us a heart tender, responsive, that loves peace. And we have to understand why. Because God has been clear with his words, not because you deserve it, but it is to show the nations of who God is, because there are so many other gods being worshipped. There are gods being prayed to, sacrificed to, and whether it's a literal thing that we're talking about in our day and age, we are not much different. We keep talking about this condition of the heart. We give our hearts to so many different things. We look to prophets, people that claim to be a prophet, that shiny and slick and sparkly, and we want our word from the Lord that foretells our fortune, our prosperity, our reaching and achieving the dreams, the husband, the children, the house, the cars, all of the things. We put our beliefs, our time, our finances into systems to promote platforms and policies and political parties. We put our resources into things that help us cover up the pain, the clothing, the makeup, the pills, the bottles, anything to numb so that we can present one way and live a completely different reality behind the mask. What are we giving our hearts to? And then we read the story of the Valley of Dry Bones. It's such a stoic but beautiful picture. I remember watching this documentary years ago about this couple that bought a farm. They had no idea what they were doing, and they bought this farm that was pretty much a wasteland. The soil was horrible, but they bought it. They worked hard. They raised money. They gathered their friends. They shared the vision. They shared the dream. Friends and family gave, donated to them. They planted cover crops. I mean, this place was a wasteland, dried up wasteland, but they believed in the vision. They believed that they could, and they found people that believed in what they were doing. And whether they believed in it or not, they supported them. So they started by growing cover crops and building giant worm farms. They changed the soil. They had to heal the soil in which they could plant on. But they had to believe that they could. And that picture of a vast wasteland reminds me of the story of the Valley of the Dry Bones, where God asks the prophet Ezekiel, "Do you believe that this could happen? Can you believe that new life could be birthed again in this valley of a wasteland?" What is it that we believe to be true of God? What are we handling on our own that we should give to God? But the bigger question here is, what needs to die in our own lives, in our own hearts, in order that God could come and birth something new in a way that only He can? We are to the part in Ezekiel where we are sort of vacillating, sort of seesawing back and forth of the complete devastation and destruction of a people that God kept His word to, where they did not. And still to come, still yet to come, the restoration, the newness of all things new. It's not new in the way that it once was. It's not new in the way that we think it should be. It's new in the way that God chooses, for God's reasons, because He is God. How much longer can we hold on to what is dead? How much longer can we feed on a wasteland? How much longer are we going to let the soil of our hearts sit hard, dry, cracked, barren, prideful, deceitful, arrogant, self-righteous? Wouldn't the exchange of surrendering our pride be worth having a moldable, renewable, restored, clean, pure heart that only God could give us? Jesus, we thank You for Your word today. Thank You for the newness of who You are. Thank You for the newness of what You bring to us, but You can only bring it when we let go and let die that which needs to die, when we cut off that which is already dead. It is so hard to do. Pruning is so hard to do. We are so afraid of what we will lose. We are so afraid of what we will look like and the loss. May we see through your eyes what is waiting, what is available, that only you can do. And may we believe that all things are possible with you, God. Not things particularly the way that we want them and that we demand them, but when we surrender to you, your ways, your thoughts, all things are possible. In faith, we believe in that which we cannot see, because we have an eternal hope in you. And that eternal hope is not for what is to come in the afterlife. That hope is available right now to us this day in this life. We thank you for eternal life that has already begun now. We love you and we worship you. And we pray all of this in your name. The name of the Father, the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I am so pleased and happy to announce that tomorrow evening, 6:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, Brian, Ezekiel, myself, we will be live on all social media platforms. I shouldn't say all, most social media platforms. That is Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, X, I think that's it. I'm off social media, so I don't know what the kids call it these days. We're going to try it. We're going to do all of these and just see how it goes, but we're going to come and talk a little bit about the Breathing Prayer book that has released and just be able to see you all face to camera. And we look forward to that very much. So that's very exciting. It's happening tomorrow. I don't know which part of the world you live in or what time that is, but that is 6:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, September the 9th. If you would like to partner with us here at the Daily Audio Bible, thank you so much to each and every one of you for each and every partnership. If you are giving by mail, DAB, P.O. Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee 37174, or utilizing your app, hit the give icon up at the top right hand corner of that app, or lastly, look for the give icon on the website. That's it for me today. I'm Jill. We'll turn the page together tomorrow. I love you all. Until then, I'll see you tomorrow. Love one another.
Hello everyone, Christy from Alabama here. My, Kingdom Seeker Daniel. Your phone call from your daughter. Mistake? Coincidence? Of course not. You said, what, about 8 years and the fact that she still even has your number in her phone? Lord works in mysterious ways. Sit back and watch them happen. Just want to thank you all for the prayers for my family. My daughter's doing fabulous in college. My son's doing okay. We have good days and bad days, but overall, the Lord's been good. Love you all. Listen to you all. Pray for you all. Today's Thursday, but everybody have a fabulous weekend. Talk soon. Bye.
Good morning, Debsy fam. This is Lady of Victory on Friday morning, the 5th of September. Mother Soldier, you can't just call in and say, I've been out of commission, had surgery and gallstones and all of these things, and don't expect us to be concerned and to pray for you. We know we haven't been hearing from you. That we all understand. It's like, where is she? She hasn't been on here in a while. And now we know. We thank God that you're on the other side of this. But of course, we always want to lift you up in prayer. So God, we thank you. We honor and magnify you for who you are. We thank you, Lord, that you have brought our mother, sister, friend, daughter, through surgery and is now on the other side of being restored, God, from this little ailment, God, that set her back for a little while. We thank you, Lord, that nothing is wasted with you when we share it, that we can bring our ashes and you turn them into beauty, our lost dreams, and you turn them into dreams realized. We thank you for the sorrow that we bring to you, that you turn into joy, and that our adversities you turn into peace. God, we are so grateful that all of these things that we can bring to the foot of the cross. And we thank you, Lord God, that you have done that for our mother soldier. God, we thank you for how you are bringing her through. We thank you for the strength in her voice that we hear. We ask that you would just continue, Lord God, to let no good thing be withheld from her, from our sister. We thank you in advance for all that you're doing in her life and in the lives of all of the Dapsies. We thank you in advance. We honor and magnify you, and it's in the name that is above other, no other name, Jesus. Amen.
Good morning. This is Sarah in Shropshire in England. Just sending lots of love and joy out into the world. It's early morning here and the sun is just rising and we're moving into autumn in the Northern Hemisphere, and it's a beautiful time of year, but also a time of, I guess, reflection, of letting go and of change. And I'm just thinking about you all this morning, all the people who call in and the people who don't, and holding you up before the throne of our God and praying for peace and healing, both on the micro scale, you know, with each one of you and each one of us, and on the macro scale for our world that just seems to be increasingly divided. And in the UK at the moment, we're having a lot of anti-immigration issues, a lot of concerns about people coming here legally and illegally, to be honest. And there's just a lot of fear being spread, and I pray that God would be in charge, as I know he is. So praying for you all, for your illness and for your wellness, for your relationships, for your heart and for your hope. Lots of love.